Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live with the Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. By the way, did you see this outcry of CBS cutting away from the Billy Joel concert?
Yeah, I did.
I love Billy Joel. Don't get me wrong. And by the way, you know who was behind us yesterday at Baiting Hollow? Mike Del Judas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
But anyway, so...
Did you say hi?
I did. I stopped and I said hello. We talked a little bit.
Okay.
And I said, so remember the time you played Goodbye, Miss Saigon during our kickoff to summer party? No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
Because that was a sore point for
yes, okay.
Eddie and Al. Really, that really hit them the wrong way. But anyway, this outcry, we're going to get to your Knicks calls in a second, I promise, and everything else. But the outcry of this was amazing to me, to the point where I saw Billy Joel himself on X put out this, hey, they're going to re-air the whole thing in its entirety. Now, I really want to, this is one of those, I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
I love Billy Joel. I've seen him multiple times at Madison Square Garden. Yeah. I remember when I was in Pittsburgh, I came back to New York and he did New York State of Mind. I had a little bit of a tear in my eye because I missed home. But to act as if you were robbed of something when they cut away from Piano Man that he has played 15 million times and recorded 20 million times, and you could see it anytime, go to YouTube, whatever. To act that you were robbed of this experience, to me, was crazy. I mean, people were flipping out that they cut away to the local news.
Yeah. Well, I could just tell you this from being in the business and being around and knowing on Sundays they want to get us off the air because they want to get the 60 minutes as quickly as possible because it's so popular.
I mean, Stephen Colbert talked about it in his monologue,
yeah, I know,
for God's sakes.
At the end of the day, local news wants to be on the air. There are people that are getting paid. They make a lot of money locally with the local news broadcast.
Yep.
And, they can say, the company will put out a statement, which I'm sure they did, and they're going to try to make restitution in terms of the eyes of the viewer by reviewing it or replaying it on Friday night. But at the end of the day, the affiliates really want their local news.
Yeah.
The affiliates want to be on at 11 o'clock at night or whenever their news comes on, 10 o'clock central.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
I mean,
all I'm telling you. You could say whatever you want, and people can bitch and complain and compare it to the Heidi game, which is such crap. Because the Heidi game is a real live football game where you don't know the outcome.
Exactly. And Billy Joel, he's been doing the same stuff for a very long time. It's not like anything, you were going to miss anything special.
You know, honestly, when I saw that they were playing the Billy Joel, I was like, really? That's what they're doing?
It was, the 1,000th show or something?
Yeah, I get it. I understand why you would do it.
I believe 100th.
100th. Well, I get it.
Oh, I thought it was the 1,000th. Feels like 1,000.
Feels like 1,000, I know. But, but the fact that people reacted the way they did, I was not shocked.
Really? You weren't shocked?
No, I was not shocked that CBS went to the local news.
Oh, I was going to say, I was shocked. I shouldn't say shocked.
And by the way, the
surprise
thing, the other thing that happened, too, is I'm sure it was edited and taped because it was not a live broadcast.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was or not.
No, it was not. And I believe the Masters bled over a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And when the Masters bleeds over, then everything's got to get moved down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know those affiliates are calling up saying, look, we got local news. We want to be on at 11.
We don't need
to see Piano Man for the 15,000th time.
Yeah, we need to talk about all these people who got pushed in front of the subway and stabbed on the streets.
Well, here,
possibly
how many more missiles Iran's going to be firing. Seems to be a pretty interesting thing these days.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
How many more people are going to be burning American flags in the streets of America? Don't get me started, man.
I wasn't trying to. I was talking about Billy Joel, that's all. Talking about local
Frank
news.
The Tank down to 9/11.
No, I
don't ever get this.
Yeah, Frank. So has that been out there? Has that been released yet?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you would know, wouldn't you? They tag in it or something. Hey, Boomer.
I've been kind of busy like the last 4 or 5 days.
Oh, have you? So you haven't looked down at X at all?
I have looked a little bit. I saw Al and Jerry on a free ferry ride from Staten Island. I don't know why that's free.
That's right.
Why is that free?
I don't know. It was very strange. I was expecting to pay, but evidently it's free to go.
On the weekends or all the time?
All the time. Whenever you want, ride that ferry back and forth as many times as you want. Free, free, free.
But is it really free? Or are we paying for it somehow,
some way? Well, of course somebody's paying for it.
Yeah.
What I would do, if it's free, instead of, you know, driving into the city, I'd just park over there at the ferry and take it in.
Jerry did consider that at one point. He was doing the math on it a couple years ago.
What time do they start running in the morning?
I think it runs 24/7.
It runs 24/7?
Yeah. Every half hour on the half hour.
And wow. he didn't think that it would be, I guess he'd have to get an Uber or...
Yeah, it'd be a whole thing.
Or a city bike.
Or a city bike, yeah.
But now with congestion pricing, does it make more sense?
Mm-hmm. He has to throw that into the mix.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty good that they're running that thing every half hour and there's no extra cost.
24/7 and it's free.
That's pretty good.
It was a little sketchy, but they had a very nice police presence on board.
A little sketchy how?
I just, there's some strange people wandering around, yeah. Zombie-like, you know.
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah, but they just, you know, they don't want people throwing people off the ferry.
Right. But I did feel safe because of the police presence.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I actually saw Al and Jerry pull in on their ferry from the balcony of my hotel room. Said, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I was sipping a little espresso. Seen it out an hour.
You have come such a long way. Oh my God!
I'm really messing around. This hotel room was gifted to us by someone who was very, very generous, and we didn't ask for it. He did it, and it was so special. So I'm not trying to flex. I'm just making a joke.
I know, but I'm just saying that I could just see the whole yeah. thing unfolding and how far you have come.
No, I was just dunking my biscotti in the
from dealing with Jay Horowitz trying to get somebody from the Mets on with Joe Beningo.
Yeah, that is true. Tell Joe to go F himself. Let's go to Joe in Georgia. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener and a huge Jets fan, so Boomer, it's an honor to speak to you. I think that Knicks fans are spoiled by what they accomplished this year. People saying that we're better, you know, without Randle and can make it to the finals, so even the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't see that. They've just overachieved, and while I love the defense and everything, we're going to be outdone when the time comes, I believe.
All right, so when the time comes, all right, so let's drill down on that a little bit. So when the time comes against Philadelphia, because they're not going to have an answer for Embiid, against the Heat because playoff Jimmy's going to show up and they're just a bitch to deal with. So give me this scenario of, in your mind, when the time comes. When is that?
Well, with either one of those teams, we see, you know, Brunson, as great as he played, and I love him, he just doesn't get superstar calls. And without Randle is a physical scorer who gets to the free throw line. So teams are going to take the ball out of Brunson's hands. We've seen that.
Well, they've tried to take it out of his hands. They tried to double team, but you know, not only does he get away from the double team, when he can't get away from the double team, he always seems to find the open guy.
Yep.
And we know what it's going to come down to for us. What I think is going to happen is if they hit their three pointers, they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to be really tough to beat, and that's because he creates so many opportunities for these guys.
Oh no, I agree. I just think, you know, without Randle, that second star, the whole time in New York, Randle has been a quick starter, which is helpful. Actually, Brunson now has had to take over that role, make sure we don't fall behind early. I mean, I love everything that Bibbs has done with the team, the way it plays. I think it reflects New York with hard work, overachieving. But the league comes down to stars. I think if the Sixers were healthy, we wouldn't even be playing them, first of all. And I just hope that everyone's assessment is better than mine, because I've been waiting since I was 5 years old, and my brother introduced me to the Knicks almost 50-plus years for a championship.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you, Joe, we've all been waiting.
Yeah.
So we're all pulling for this team, and what's going to be really interesting moving forward is how deep they go without Julius Randle. What happens next year. Because OG Anunoby has been a great ad. Precious Achiuwa has been so much better than any one of us could have thought. He's been a godsend, for that matter.
Yeah.
When OG went out and he had to play all those games. And now with Mitchell Robinson back, they're basically missing one player. One player who, you know, hasn't been great in the playoffs.
No, I mean, not at all. And last year he was hurt, and the year previous to that, well, the last year they were in the postseason was a COVID year, and he fell apart against the Hawks. But, yeah, I my assessment of the Knicks is a hell of a lot more positive than that. The one thing I can't really defend is if Joel Embiid turns into MVP Joel Embiid, that's going to be a very, very difficult
thing. He's going to have two guys coming at him. If Mitchell Robinson was not playing, I would say that would be a bitch. But now that we have two centers, two players that can go against him, split time, play defense, make him work hard, I mean, he's going to get his points, he's going to get his rebounds, and then it's going to come down to if DiVincenzo is hitting his threes, McBride is hitting his threes, and Brunson's doing what he normally does, the Knicks are a pain in the ass to play against. That's the one thing I love about this team.
Yeah.
You know, they say they're a pain in the ass to play against.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep. That's what they say about the Islanders, by the way.
Be a tough out. That's another one. Tough out spot.
Tough out spot, tough team to play against.
Yeah. Pain in the ass.
Give you all they got.
Hey, Stephen Waldrick, you guys put back up that graphic of the 50-win seasons again. I just want to make sure I saw this right. The 50-win seasons. So you see, all right, you got 90, see 91, 92, 92, 93, 93, 94, 94, 95, 96, 97. Then you got 1990 to 2000. So it's just a 10-year
stretch. Wow, that's a 10-year stretch of 50 games.
Wow. Every year.
Right. Well, obviously, somebody didn't put a 9 in there.
Let's go to Mo, Staten Island. What's going on, Mo?
How are you guys? Always a pleasure. I'm just so happy that I'm after the guy that just spoke, because I completely disagree with what he was saying. I just want to say one thing that's very important. I think a lot of Knicks fans aren't realizing is that, to me, even though Julius Randle is the second best player on this team, OG Anunoby is the second most important player on this roster going into the playoffs. And my reasoning for it is because since you have a defensive, gritty team, it allows Josh Hart to go back to his position on defending guards and allows OG Anunoby to defend the opposing team's best wing. But when you have a group of guys that want to fight for one another, I think not one team in the Eastern Conference wants to play against the New York Knicks. So Anunoby and Brunson without Randle have been 10-1, and they've played some good talent as well. Since Anunoby's been there, he's been on the court, they've been 15-3. The one game that they lost without Randle's when he came back too early from the surgery. So to me, I think no matter what the situation is, last year, Jalen Brunson showed up consistently, but the Knicks couldn't hit jump shots in the playoffs.
You're right.
Now you have guys like DiVincenzo, Anunoby, McBride, Bojan Bogdanovic's experience in the playoffs. People are forgetting about it. The Knicks are going to be a tough out, and Jalen Brunson has been the best point guard in the Eastern Conference this whole season.
Well, let me ask you, Mo, because you say, like, and I'm curious. I don't know what the right answer is to this, but you say no one in the Eastern Conference wants to play the Knicks. So if you're the Sixers, let's just assume, I shouldn't assume, but let's say the Sixers are the team that comes out of the play-in, and they look up at the schedule at the end of the year, or the standings at the end of the year. Do you think that they caught a break in their minds? Do you think that they caught a break that they're not playing the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis when they see the Knicks in that two seed? Or you think they said, oh, crap, now we got to deal with this Knicks team that's going to be flying at us for four quarters every game?
I think they're saying, oh, crap. Because to me, the Knicks, it goes based off your 8-9-man rotation. And when you see what's happened in Milwaukee since the All-Star break and how they've played very poorly, the bench has played poorly, they haven't been able to keep it together, the Knicks have been able to keep it together with their 8-9-man rotation. As good as Randle is and as valuable as he is, the Knicks play a totally different brand of basketball when Randle's not on the floor. The floor gets wide open. People get to move the ball. The paint is open as well. The ball isn't stagnant. Guys are moving without the ball in their hands. Guys are passing the ball, knocking down shots. Defensively, we've been one of the most gritty defensive teams in the league. So to me, even though Randle's not here, which he is a great player, all-star player, all-NBA caliber player, you're missing 20, 10, and 5, but you're making it up from other guys stepping up to one another. And if people tell me that Brunson's going to get stopped or shut down, I don't believe it. He's averaged 40 points and 7 assists in the past 15 games.
He's not getting shut down.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Good call. Thanks, yeah.
And by the way, the Knicks are one of 4 teams that have a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. And yeah, the other 4 and the other 3 are also 1 or 2 in terms of the seeding in their respective conferences. So, defense wins championships. Heart wins championships, and I don't mean Josh Hart. I mean the heart that you have as a team. And this team does like each other, and Mo points out a very good, and we've been saying it for years, there's not a ball stopper on this team right now. This thing moves.
That's right.
And they move. And they keep their feet moving. You know, it's interesting. Joe Micheletti was saying on the Ranger broadcast last night about the Ottawa Senators. You know, they got a good team. They got a lot of talent, but they're young. And their coach, who's been around for a long time, who's not going to be coaching at the end of this year, he'll end up stepping down, basically was telling him that, you know, you don't really truly become a great NHL player until you understand how to play away from the puck. You have to understand your responsibilities and see things as they're happening. And that's when you finally get the trust of your coaches. And you could see that last night. It's one of the reasons the Rangers probably shut them out is because they are young and they do make a lot of mistakes. But the point being, it's the same thing about like the Knicks. When I look at the Knicks, like they're not counting on young players right now. This is a seasoned basketball team.
Sure.
That has defense first mentality and has a beast of a point guard. And this point guard has been as good as any point guard in the NBA this year. I don't care. And he's diminutive in size compared to the others. And there hasn't been a tougher guy that has played this position. That's why it would be a disgrace if he doesn't make the All-NBA team. He led his team to the number 2 seed. And look what he did the last 10 games of the season.
You upset that he's not on the Olympics roster first go around? I guess there's a spot open, but
I kind of am. I don't know what they're looking for. I'm not sure.
They're looking for LeBron's friends, is what they're looking for.
Yeah, all right. So maybe Bronny will be the last guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? But I'm just telling you, when I think of the 2 seasons that those 2 teams had in that building, and I think of like Artemi Panarin and how he played a different game this year than he did last year, and I think about Jalen Brunson, I'm thinking that we have 2 of the best players in their respective sports playing for us. And their seasons were just absolutely fantastic and deserve to be rewarded for that.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Jerry told us going to have some John Sterling stuff this hour. We also have Kevin and Danbury, who's got was going to ask us about the Mount Rushmore of Sterling calls. You think that'd be a good thing to do before or after your Sterling call?
We could ruin a couple.
Okay, so let's do Jerry first, then we'll talk to Kevin.
How about this? Let me do the Sterling stuff, then you put them on and see if I had any of the Mount Rushmore. But these are also kind of off-the-grid ones, too, sort of.
I like it.
So we're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and also by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So a couple of things before I get to those. Number one, I kind of went back to find his last calls of the season because he hasn't called a game now in a little while. So the first one I'm going to give you is from April 3rd. Remember that big extra inning game in Arizona?
Sure.
We talked the next day about his energy level at the age of 85 on the final call.
1-2, the Yankees again. 1 strike away. And Ferguson, ready to deal. Bases loaded, 2 out pitch. Strike 3. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
So that was a Sunday in Arizona. And by the way, if you're just joining us and you've been under a rock, he didn't die. He just retired yesterday.
Yes,
I don't want to make it sound what I'm saying is final calls. This was the last home run call, I believe, This was on April 7th, the Sunday game against Toronto. And fittingly, it was a grand slam.
Again, 2-2 to Stanton. And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimentica. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo.
So there you go. That's, if this is it, that's his final home run call. And then I'll just play the last final out that he ever did was in a very anticlimactic game against Toronto. It was 8-3.
That's when a caller called up and said that he sounded not well and then missed the next couple games.
Fair, but I will tell you, going back and listening to it, there was no threat.
Yeah.
The game was decided. That call I just gave you was that day, the Stanton home run.
All right.
So I don't necessarily buy that.
Now the right-hander will deal the payoff. Strike three is called. Ball game over. And Yankees win. The Yankees win. They win at 8-3.
It was just such a nothing.
Yeah, it was a nothing game. It was a nothing finish to the game.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to give you, I got five calls for you that I dug up. I want to know if anybody remembers what his slogan line was or his tagline was for the player.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you, we'll start inside, Luke Voit, Al.
Onion home run.
Eddie.
Hits one to Detroit.
Guys.
I know the answer.
You know the
answer.
He's
a droit.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yes, but this one was what Eddie said.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Voit hits one to Detroit.
But you're right. Early on, he did do that.
He's a droit.
I forgot about that one. All right, we'll start in the room, in this room this time. Mike Tauchman.
Oh, the Sock Man.
Sock Man.
Sock Man.
Yeah, come on. We know that.
It's a 3-run home run from Mike Tauchman. Tauchman, the Sock Man.
All right.
The Sock Man.
Yes.
How about Didi Gregorius? Anybody?
Oh, man.
This one's a good one. I like this one. There's two I really like on this list.
Should we know this one?
It's funny.
Does it have something?
Yes, indeedy.
Yes, indeedy. Or has something to do with Didi.
Yes, but there's more to it.
It is gone. Oh. Second deck. Yes, indeedy. Yeah. This is the dawning of the age of Gregorius.
That's the part that I forgot about.
Yeah, that was good. Yes. Well,
that was pretty.
I think
that one would be on the Mount Rushmore, but maybe not. I don't know. You guys remember Matsui?
Yeah, it's.
Oh. I feel like you should know it right away, and yet it took me a minute to... I had to play it because I forgot it.
A way back in the right center field bleachers. Three quarters of the way back. A thriller from Godzilla.
So damn it.
Yep. And then here's the last one. Does anybody remember Austin Romine's call?
Austin Romine.
Mm-hmm. Remember the catcher, Austin Romine?
Of course, Austin Romine. No, I don't remember.
Nobody.
This is actually
my favorite one.
It is a 2-run home run for Austin Romine. Over the high wall and into the monster seats. Romy, my homie.
Oh, man. It rings a bell now. Yeah, it's an awesome one. I can't believe I forgot Matsui.
I like the S and D.
Didi Gregorius.
Age of Gregorius.
I thought that was great.
Let's go to Kevin and Danbury. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thriller by Godzilla definitely is up on the Mount Rushmore, I think. And also, I would go with Burn, Baby, Burn for Bernie.
Yeah.
I would also do, I know you guys, everybody hates A-Rod, but A-Bomb from A-Rod. And I like his call for Judge. All Rise.
Yeah, that's a great
might be
one.
The best one.
Yeah, that really is.
Do you remember, Kevin? Do you remember how the Bernie Williams one started? Because I went and found that.
No, I actually don't remember.
All right, Burn Baby Burn is in it. Burn Baby Burn's in it at the end, but in the beginning he did this.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Bernie goes boom. They turn him loose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bernie goes
He wound up losing that, dropping that, and then it was just Burn, Baby, Burn.
That's right, right. And I just would like to thank Boomer for being a patriot that he is. Thank you, Boomer, man.
You're welcome there, John.
Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry. Kevin. I was looking at John's name on the screen. Yes. Wow. Very nice.
That's funny.
So there you go. There's the John Sterling stuff.
How do you do?
Oh, God.
A lot of people said that that was the moment where John said, I've had enough. Where he had to endure that on opening day.
Oh, they like, call when he called into them.
Yeah. He was in BT's doing how you do, and John's like, I finally had enough.
When the bat hits the bowling goes over the wall, that's the Volpe.
Maybe Brandon's going to put his name in the hopper since he's got such a great relationship with Ryan Hurley.
I think BT would be very good at it, but I think he's much happier being a talk show host.
Okay.
I don't know, man. You offer him the Yankee job?
Yeah, he's got a lot of coaching to do. I disagree. I don't think he'd want to travel through the summer.
Yeah, who would be happier if BT got the Yankee job, BT or Sal?
Why,
Sal?
What are you intimating?
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were just stirring it up.
I was stirring it up, yes. but not for no reason at all. Because Eddie put it in my ear. That's why.
Of course.
That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we get to the Yankees last night. Pre-game, Aaron Judge, who that call definitely on the Mount Rushmore of John calls. You know, love for John for sure.
Whenever we trade for somebody new or, you know, somebody's first game, you know, we always kind of go back and forth. Hey, what's John going to come up with this time? What's he going to use? And you go, the last name, the first name, how's he going to do this? And, you know, he always outsmarts us and comes up with something great that, you know, the fans love. We love his players listening to us. So, you know, John's a big part of this family. We're going to miss him.
Yeah.
That is a guy that is dialed in.
Very much
all
so.
All the right things, and he's right. I mean, like, all of us sit around wondering what his home run calls are going to be.
I'm still disappointed I didn't get to hear my, you know, Verdugo call, but Verdugo goes Verganzo.
No, it was Verdu-do-do.
Well, that was, yes, that was my second one.
Oh, okay.
Vergon, gone, gone. Come on, you got to admit, Boomer, that's fantastic.
Verdu-do-do.
Verdu-do-do. Gone, gone, gone. And then I put it to music last week. I actually put it to a call.
Yes,
last
you week, did.
And it sounded great. Yeah. Better than BT's.
Well, anything's better than BT's. Oh, my God.
Yankees did lose to the Blue Jays 3-1. Alejandro Kirk scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch by losing pitcher Luis Gil. That's back-to-back losses for Oswaldo Cabrera and the bunch.
We are not happy about it, but that happened. So we are just getting ready for tomorrow game. I know all we have the same mentality, and we are ready for it.
Ready to come out and try and win now tonight with Carlos Rodon making the start. The problem for Gil last night was the walks. He issued 7 of them in his 5 innings of work. 3 hits, 7 walks. And so the Yankees fall to 12-5. As for the Mets, so Tyrone Taylor was in the lineup. The Mets have a big spot in this game. They pinch hit DJ Stewart down 3-2, and Stewart came through.
Tying run at second. First pitch driven to right field pretty deep. Back goes Joe. He can't get it. It bounces off the wall. In the score is Beatty. Here's Alvarez going to third. He'll be held there as Joe fires in on one hop. It's a double and a run batted in for DJ Stewart. He's tied the ball game.
You know,
the Mets 3, the Pirates 3. A pinch hit double for DJ Stewart.
Yeah. And this little kind of come getting back to 500 situation, DJ Stewart's been like front and central. Brandon Nimmo has been front and central. And Greg Beatty.
Who?
Beatty.
Brett Beatty.
Brett Beatty. Yeah. Brett Beatty. I mean, like, he has all of a sudden, like, been a guy that you can count on. You know, remember we're talking about third base for the Mets?
Yeah, black hole spot.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
At least not now. I mean,
and Lindor had a couple of hits again last night.
He's starting to hit again, yes.
So, well, yeah, that
maybe
would be good.
Maybe it's all the positive feelings that he's getting from Citi Field.
Hey, maybe. Mets are now 8-8 with a 6-3 win. It was Harrison Bader that snapped the 3-3 tie with the 2-run double in the 8th. Post-game, yes, they talked about the game. They also talked about John Sterling. Carlos Mendoza was with the Yankees, so he offered.
For the game, with the news coming out of John Sterling retirement, you know, what a great career. And I want to congratulate him. This is a guy that was good, very good for me. And I wish him nothing but the best. So, yeah, I wanted to acknowledge that.
Well, you did. Jose Quintana, the start tonight on WCBS 887-10 first pitch. A couple of other things to get to here. Let's do Dan. We haven't heard from, yes? Oh, I thought you were going to say something. We haven't heard from Daniel Jones yet. Now, we know his eyes were all bugging out on the Zoom press conference. I don't know why some people on Twitter have said because it was a Zoom, maybe he was struggling to see the screen, but his eyes popped out like a cartoon character, as Al said this morning, and it looked weird.
Yeah.
TV is showing it.
It looks like he's in a trance.
It does. And at one point, his head cocks left a little bit. Now, he's not like Adam Gase. He ain't following the imaginary
tacos.
Whatever. Yeah, but it does look very strange. The one question, though, that was very interesting, obviously, he says things are on schedule, expects to be there for training camp, but how would you react if the Giants do indeed draft a quarterback?
The best way to handle that, I think, is to focus on what I'm doing, focus on myself and making sure that I'm, you know, one, healthy and then ready to play good football. So, you know, that's what I can control. That's what I can do to help myself.
And so sooner, that's coming sooner rather than later.
What he needs, I hate to say it this way, but if he's going to get another chance this year, and this would probably be his final chance here, just simply because of the injuries. I mean, he led the team to the playoffs 2 years ago and had a great game in Minnesota, and I know the defense and all that stuff, but still, he had to perform, and he was kind of carrying that team all year long, and he had a great season. That's why they gave him that contract. But I will say, I kind of feel like if they do draft a quarterback, then they're telling you then that's it, depending on which quarterback they draft.
Yeah.
But if they don't, and they're playing this game within the draft itself, and they try to, you know, maybe trade back with Denver or trade back with Minnesota or whatever, one of these teams that are really, I guess, desperate for a QB, then I would say going into this season, he's got another season to where he can prove himself, you know, as the starter and lead the team, because the team is better. The team is better right now than it has been, I think, in the last 4 or 5 years.
I mean, what are the options? You either stay at six, and if J.J. McCarthy's there, you take him if you love him. You trade up. Maybe you'd have to give up a haul if the New England Patriots are even interested in dealing that pick, which seems unlikely. You maybe select Michael Penix later in the draft, or you don't take a quarterback at all. Or
they need an explosive wide receiver.
Man. Yeah.
God almighty. They need one of the top three wide receivers. And I think if you trade, I'm trying to think, if you trade back to Denver or Minnesota, they're right there. So Denver's 12 and Minnesota's 11. Could you still get one of the top three? Well, you could definitely get a top four wide receiver. There's no question about that. You know, or you could take the tight end out of Georgia.
Yeah. A lot of people have him linked to the Jets.
You know, depending on what the Jets do, yeah. So, but it's going to be really fascinating to see who is sitting there when they pick, and whether or not this whole thing about a quarterback and what Rich Eisen said earlier on about, you know, coming out of the combine that they were done with Daniel Jones, whether or not that's just smoke, and they're kind of, you know, trying to get people to trade with them. Well, I'll be looking for that big Penix.
Well, good luck on your hunt.
My penis looked bigger.
Wow. The Rangers shut out the Senators, speaking of which, 4-0 as they win the President's Trophy. The Islanders beat the Devils 4-1, finished third in the division. They'll play the Hurricanes in the playoffs. They've won 7 of 8 going in, and Caitlin Clark, as expected, number one pick in the WNBA draft.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough Studio. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're giving away Boomer and Geo live tickets. Coming up next hour, we're going to give them away in the 9 o'clock hour every day this week. It is totally sold out at White Eagle Hall on May 3rd. The show is shaping up. We've got a great rundown. It could be. You hate to say this. You don't want to touch the money, but it could be the best one yet. I think that it is shaping up to be at White Eagle Hall, so if you missed out on tickets when they sold out very quickly, we're going to give you an opportunity at the 9 a.m. hour today and the rest of the week to win some Boomer and Geo live tickets. You missed yesterday's show. There was a Dua Lipa update. She's hosting and performing Saturday Night Live May 4th.
Oh, perfect. Maybe she could be a surprise guest with us on May 3rd.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think that's gonna
have her come over and sing her new song.
Yeah, White Eagle Hall, probably a little too big for that. She was just on Time Magazine's top 100 influential people.
I think this would be good to get her back to her roots, you know, for people who absolutely love and adore her.
She doesn't have Jersey City roots, but...
Well, no, you're the root.
Well, listen.
You're the one root that just absolutely loves right, so, and adores her music.
So forget about the Boomer Geo Live. She will be in New York.
Okay.
And if they have any shot upstairs, Karen Carson in the morning, she has to be here the whole week to rehearse. If it doesn't happen, if she doesn't come in that week, then forget it. That's officially over.
They're not coming through.
How do I get Saturday Night Live tickets, by the way? Got any connections over there?
Yeah.
I actually have no idea. I don't know a single person at NBC. Mm. Why would I? You know?
Did you know that the Price is Right TV show goes on tour? Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, I guess they're going to either be in, I guess, New York. And I was thinking about, like, if you are, like, a contestant.
Yeah.
And let's say Al Dukes. We can get Al Dukes as a contestant on The Price is Right. And we asked Al Dukes, how much would a loaf of bread cost?
The kind of bread I buy or like a regular loaf?
Yeah, the kind of bread you buy.
The bread I buy is like $5.69 a loaf.
All right.
It's like an Ezekiel bread in the freezer.
Yeah, that's the same thing here. Ezekiel bread. Do you get the orange wrapper?
I go with the red wrapper.
All right.
What's the difference between the orange or the red
wrapper? I'm not sure, actually. We get the orange.
Not sure either.
Yeah, but it's still grain-free, sprouted bread.
Yeah, and though while it may be more expensive, it's in the freezer, so it never goes bad.
Yeah.
It's true. That's just like your garbage, right?
Correct.
All right, so where are you going with this?
I was just thinking, like, Al is a contestant on The Price is Right.
That would be great. No, that would be tremendous.
Yeah, I'd be good at that.
He would be. You would be really good at it. So, I mean, does it say how you can...
I think you have to apply to be a contestant.
You can't just, like, finagle him in there somewhere with his celebrity status?
Maybe we could. Maybe we could make it somewhat of a quasi-celebrity thing in New Jersey.
Radio Producer Week on The Price is Right.
Yes.
This is a CBS thing, is it not?
I believe that they got a tour. They actually have a tour schedule.
So why don't we talk to our friends over at the Drew Barrymore Show, and we'll be able to slide Al right in there. Right in.
And by the way, the tickets to go see the show are very reasonable.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Show's been on for many, many years.
I don't think it's not a television show. It's just a show itself. In other words, they don't put it on TV, I don't think. It's just a touring show. It's like going to see Boomer and Geo live. We don't put it on TV.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, though, because we're like uncensored. It's a different show. You're telling me that this is the same show? They're just not putting it on television?
I believe so, yeah.
That's insane.
So this is because some of the prices are lower for this live, non-televised version of the show. But the prizes are real. Because we could send Izzo over there to follow him around.
I'd rather have him on the actual TV show.
Okay.
As opposed to the off-air Price is Right tour.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Could you imagine if you were on the Price is Right, like, pre-pandemic, 2019... Maybe a loaf of bread was $2.29 or something.
Yeah, it's gotten
the now it's like $99.79.
$1,000!
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to George, who's in Bergen County. Good morning, George.
Hi, Boomer and Gio. How you doing?
Hi, right, Georgie. What's happening?
Hey, I wanted to just mention a couple of things. Over the weekend, I was watching the Masters, and also I did watch the Billy Joel concert. The Masters did run late, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
16 minutes got pushed back. So the Billy Joel concert didn't start until 9:30 instead of 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And the local news, they want to get to their local news when local people are all ready for it.
They didn't get on until 11:30. Not a big deal, but it just...
They got pushed back a half an hour.
Yes, they did, which they usually don't do. Usually they'll cut something, they didn't cut 60 minutes, let's put it that way.
They're not cutting that, that's for sure. I'm surprised they didn't have an edited version, but, look, they're going to replay it Friday night so everybody can be happy and you can see the Piano Man. Everybody can be really happy.
Millionth time.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he was debuting new music here, which I think he did recently. He played the song, but it's not like he was bringing out, hey, for the first time ever, Billy Joel and Paul McCartney do Imagine live.
And the one thing about it is, if it is live, you may get a surprise guest. You may get something that happens that, you know, you might not have seen already.
This was pre-taped.
Pre-taped. Yes.
Weird. Dino in South Plainfield wants to talk some Knicks. What's going on, Dino?
Hey, good morning. Before I get to my next point, Gio, if you want Dua Lipa to come to your event, there's a high population of Albanians in New Jersey and New York. You should get some Albanians to come to the event. She might come. She's Albanian.
Yeah, is Big Zoo Albanian?
I think that both Paul and
Ed, wow. Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks for the tip there, Dino.
Population of Albanians, Staten Island, Bronx, Jersey, everywhere.
Yeah, Boomer and Geo live with Albanians. Yeah,
let's go. Albania.
So yeah. As far as my next point, look, they play great, but one thing I think people are not looking at or evaluating on this team is everything you guys say about them. Great point guard, great shooter, they play tough, great defense. Now look at the Bulls and Derrick Rose and Thibodeau when he was there. Exactly. You could say the same thing exactly about them. They had the first seed there. When it came to the playoffs, it's hard when you just got a point guard and everybody's just going to – they had a tough time scoring in the playoffs when you look at the Bulls team. I think it's
– Yeah, all right.
That's not saying that they might not win it, but if you say every single thing about the Knicks, you could say every single thing about that Bulls team.
I've heard that criticism, and Derrick Rose was so good. He won an MVP back then, and I understand what you're saying. I also think that this Eastern Conference is not as strong as it was then. And I just feel like there isn't a team that I look at in the Eastern Conference and I'm like, wow, the Knicks can't beat that team. And in the NBA playoffs, you always feel that way. Like I don't think that the Magic can beat the Celtics. I don't think that if the Hawks advance, they could beat the Bucks. Like, I just don't think the Bulls couldn't beat the Knicks. I can't see them flaming out in the first round, even if it is the 76ers.
I mean, you know, it is a 10 deep team right now.
Yeah.
Is what I would say. And, you know, it actually may be 11 if you count Precious Achiuwa. And I personally think he has been a revelation this year. Not saying he's, you know, all NBA or any of that stuff, but he may get valuable minutes. He likes a 9-man rotation. And when things are going well, he'll stay with guys and he'll leave guys on the court. But yeah. There are 11 or 10 guys, 11 guys on this team that you could play at specific points in the game that are going to be effective. When you think about it.
Sure.
And this is a team that if Julius Randle were here, then think about guys that are not going to be, you know, Alec Burks is not going to see the floor. You know, I would think, and now with Julius Randle out, you have to be a little bit more flexible. But I personally think Achiuwa deserves some time on the basketball court. I don't know how much time, but they're a deep team. That will be to me. And I know he plays these guys a lot of minutes, but they're a deep team and they play defense. And that is a key statistic and a key metric, especially in the playoffs, playing tough, hard nosed defense. And that's what this team does. That's why it reflects, you know, the Knicks of the Knicks of the 90s and the Knicks, even when the Knicks won in 68 and 69 what was it, 72, 73, or 73, 74? I mean, they were good shooters. They had great defense. And that's exactly what this team has.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.